Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the siege of Mafeking in the Boer War. The siege of the railway town on the border between Bechuanaland and the Transvaal from 14th October 1899 to 16th May 1900 that fired the British imagination with its resourceful defence by Robert Baden-Powell, founder of the Scout Movement. My name is John Mackenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Siege of Mafeking, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the siege. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@britishbattles.com. Mafeking lay on the railway from Cape Colony to Rhodesia in Bechuanaland, near the border with the Transvaal in southern Africa. Mafeking was defended by a force of 1,500 British colonial troops, commanded by Colonel Robert Baden-Powell, against 7,500 Boers, led initially by General Cogny, and from November 1899 by General Snyman. In the months before hostilities in the Boer War broke out, the Boer Commandant General, General Joubert, bought 30,000 Mauser magazine rifles with smokeless ammunition and a number of modern field guns and automatic weapons from European armaments manufacturers. The Boer commandos, without formal discipline, welded into a fighting force through a strong sense of community and dislike for the British. Field cornets led burghers by personal influence, not through any military code. The Boers did not adopt military formation in battle, instinctively fighting from whatever cover there might be. The preponderance were countrymen, running their farms from the back of a pony with a rifle in one hand. These rural Boers brought a lifetime of marksmanship to the war, an important edge further exploited by Joubert's consignment of smokeless magazine rifles. After the first month, the Boers lost their numerical superiority, spending the rest of the formal war on the defensive against British forces that regularly outnumbered them. Baden-Powell's garrison in Mafeking comprised South African police and volunteers, all men with considerable experience of the Boers and of life in South Africa. The British regiments at the Siege of Mafeking were the Bechuanaland Protectorate Regiment, a force of mounted rifles, British South Africa police and local volunteers. The two Boer republics, the Transvaal and the Orange Free State, began the war on 14th October 1899, their principal operation being the invasion of the British colony of Natal. Boer forces invested the Kimberley diamond mining town on the western border of the Orange Free State and in the south advanced into Cape Colony as far as Stormberg. It was planned by the British that on the outbreak of war with the Boers, Colonel Robert Baden-Powell, with two regiments of mounted colonial irregulars, would invade the northwestern tip of the Transvaal from the Bechuanaland Cape Colony border, thereby drawing significant Boer forces away from the Boer invasion of Natal. Baden-Powell raised his two regiments, one from Rhodesia, the other from Bechuanaland, but Milner, the High Commissioner in Cape Town, changed the scheme, requiring Baden-Powell to garrison Mafeking and resist any attempt by the Boers to capture it. Unlike Ladysmith and Kimberley, the two accidental sieges, Mafeking was deliberately subjected by the British to a Boer siege. Baden-Powell sent Colonel Plumer with the Rhodesian regiment to a nearby town, Thule, while he established his Bechuanaland regiment in Mafeking with a handful of British officers. His second in command was Major Lord Edward Cecil, son of the British Prime Minister, Lord Salisbury. Milner's plan achieved his aim in that while General Joubert attacked the outnumbered British regular troops in Natal, General Crogny marched northwest to Mafeking with 7,500 Boer burghers, a reinforcement that might have been sufficient to drive the British out of Natal before General Buller could arrive with the reinforcing British Army Corps. In November 1899, Crogny marched south to confront Lord Methuen's advance up the railway towards Kimberley, leaving the siege of Mafeking to General Snyman and 1,500 Boers. Baden-Powell conducted the defence of Mafeking with great energy and resource, leading the Boers to believe there was a larger garrison than was the case. In November 1899, Baden-Powell launched a series of raids on the Boer lines that caused him some casualties but made the Boers wary of the Mafeking garrison. Initially, the Mafeking garrison had no artillery. Baden-Powell improvised various items to look like real guns and trains, while engineers manufactured a gun known as the Wolf from a length of steel pipe. The Boers used the two-inch guns they had captured from Dr. Jameson to bombard the town. Dud shells fired from these guns were reworked and discharged at the Boer lines from the Wolf. A British officer found an old muzzle-loading naval gun serving as a gatepost in the town. This gun was christened Lord Nelson and drafted into service. Dynamite grenades were manufactured and thrown at the Boer lines, and a small railway line was built across the town. In sharp contrast to the indolent British garrison in Ladysmith, Baden-Powell had his men constantly on the move, raiding the Boer lines and keeping the besiegers on their toes. On 26 December 1899, Baden-Powell launched an attack on Gametree Fort, a Boer strongpoint to the north of Mafeking. Unknown to the garrison, the fort had been significantly strengthened and the attack was an expensive failure. Among the personalities of besieged Mafeking was Lady Sarah Wilson, aunt of Winston Churchill, in South Africa with her army officer husband. Lady Sarah is said to have been conducting spying activities against the Boers until arrested by General Snyman and exchanged for the captured General Viljoen, held prisoner by Baden-Powell. For the rest of the siege, Lady Sarah's bunker was the social focus of the besieged town, and she herself an active member of the garrison. From January 1900, food stocks in Mafeking fell low. It is reported that Baden-Powell remedied this difficulty by withholding rations from the sizeable Barralong town in the southwest corner of Mafeking, the native Stadt. On 31st March 1900, Colonel Plumer attempted to fight his way into Mafeking with the Rhodesian regiment, but was repelled with heavy loss. On Saturday, 12th May 1900, the Boer field cornet Saral Elof launched the most significant assault on Mafeking in an attempt to capture the town before it could be relieved by the advancing British force under Colonel Mahon. Few of the Boer burghers were prepared to take part in such a foolhardy expedition. The operation began with a feint assault on the eastern defences of the town by General Snyman. Elof then attacked through the Barralong town, the native Stadt, and captured the police barracks in the centre of Mafeking. Elof's men set fire to the Barralong huts as they passed through, giving the Mafeking garrison an instant alarm. The Boer plan was that General Snyman would launch a further attack on the town's defences, thereby subjecting the garrison to assaults in front and rear. But this did not materialise. Throughout the rest of the day, fighting raged around the barracks until Elof was forced to surrender and the attack collapsed. Elof was enabled to carry out his boast to his fellow Boers that he would breakfast at Dixon's Hotel the morning after the attack, but he did so as a prisoner. The following Wednesday, 16th May 1900, Colonel Mahon's flying column of Imperial Light Horse and Royal Horse Artillery rode into Mafeking after an epic ride, and the siege ended. Robert Baden-Powell attended Charterhouse School. On Founder's Day, 4th December 1899, Baden-Powell inquired whether there were any other old Carthusians in the Mafeking garrison with whom he could hold a Founder's Day dinner. There were none. The Wolf Gun is held in the Royal Artillery Firepower Museum, currently being installed at Lark Hill. The relief of Mafeking caused ecstatic joy in Britain, out of all proportion to its significance. For a time, the word Mafeking meant to celebrate excessively. Baden-Powell went on to establish the worldwide Boy Scout movement, based on the youth corps set up in Mafeking during the siege. That is the end of this podcast on the Siege of Mafeking. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the siege, where you will find pictures of the siege and images of the regiments that took part with a map of the siege. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of BritishBattles.com podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles-com-podcasts.